BNS at 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Wednesday, May 23rd, 2018. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
When we get in the morning now, it is fully light out.
Yes.
And it is wonderful.
Well, you know what else is a little bit weird is that when we get in around 5:30-ish, around that time, and it's warmer than it becomes later on in the morning. I always find that weird, only by a couple of degrees.
That as the sun comes up, it cools off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like when we get in, it's so damn early that we haven't hit like the lowest part of temperature yet in the morning, and then it goes,
right,
warms back up.
The earth's still radiating heat from the night before.
Yeah.
And the sun is like striking such a glancing blow at the ground that it doesn't really do much to warm it up until it gets a little higher in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think actually today is 1 month from the longest day of the year. And I don't know if it falls on a weekend this year, but I always make a point of like doing something, like,
hell yeah,
like partying or something on the longest night of the year. It's the best. Like,
yes.
Especially if you're far enough north, like even if you live up in Edmonton, the sun won't fully set.
I know.
And that's pretty cool.
It's so cool. That glow of the sky is just this like romantic color too. There's something about it. It's just a magical time of year, right? It's just like, oh.
I can remember sometimes being at like northern Saskatchewan lakes at that time of year, and you just never really, you sit out by the fire and you have some drinks, and then all of a sudden it's starting to get light out again.
Yeah.
God, it never got fully dark.
It's funny because even in Ontario, like, I feel like the sun goes down earlier and the days aren't as long in Toronto where I'm from.
And so far south, yeah.
Yeah, and it's weird because you don't notice that until we go home and I'll visit in the summer. And I'm like, why? What is going on here? Like, why is the sun? What? It's darker sooner.
I know. I was surprised when I was in LA how early it got dark there, just because you realize, oh yeah, we're quite far south here, aren't we?
Yeah.
So,
in the spirit of the upcoming camping season, and a friend who just posted this photo of a motorhome, and then she said, "That's not real camping." I thought of a different type of snobs that we haven't done.
Oh. The camping snobs.
Oh yes.
Yes, if you so much as hear another human, pack up and head home, because that's not real camping.
Signage? That's quaint. I wouldn't call that real camping.
Yes, unless you walk naked into the woods and harvest all the raw materials you need, it's hardly real camping.
Well, unless you slept in a dirt hole kept warm only by the wings of sleeping bats and cougar farts, it's not real camping.
Yes, unless you kill a bear with a knife and sleep in its carcass, it's not real camping.
Unless you rode a sea turtle across an ocean channel to get to your campsite using only your schmeckle as a sail, it's not real camping.
X92.9.
I was reading about this family in Calgary who's being forced to look for a new apartment because there were a lot of complaints about their crying baby.
Oh man!
So I guess that their baby was being loud, and so the tenants underneath them were saying, "Okay, you know, this baby is being obnoxious, and we can't sleep, and blah blah blah." So the landlord actually said to them, "You're going to have to start looking for a new place to live."
Can you get evicted for that? For essentially having kids? Like, what if? It's a tough one because I really feel for the downstairs tenants because obviously that sucks. You're paying for this place, and if you can't sleep in it because of the noise.
Yeah.
But I also feel for the parents of a baby who, I don't know, maybe the baby's colicky or...
Well, that was... I guess the baby was sick. That's what they're claiming now, is that the baby was sick for a couple of weeks. So yeah, he was up throughout the night and obviously making more noise than usual. But it's like, man, you can't... And then I feel terrible because remember how I was talking about my neighbors who had kids who were up screaming until 11 at night?
Yeah, you got to be reasonable with that, I think, as a parent. Like my brother and his wife live in an apartment and there are multiple families that like are related to each other living on their floor. And
right.
They just leave their doors open and they treat the whole floor basically as like a common living area. So they said like you'll walk in and like all the doors are open and kids are running between the units screaming and like people just kind of sleep in one unit then the other. And it was like, well,
yeah,
sounds like you guys need to move out of there. But
you have to be respectful for
yeah,
sure.
For
but
sure.
Again, when it comes to a kid like that, how can you like
that's a baby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a real tough one. I understand both sides of that.
Yeah. It's weird, though, because my neighbors that did have the screaming children who I had mentioned were keeping me up. I haven't heard from them for a while. So now I'm starting to become concerned. I'm like, is this the same? Were they kicked out? I don't care enough for that.
Did you complain?
I never complained.
Somebody else?
No, I mentioned on the radio once and we talked about a campaign called Silence the Children.
Yeah, this is our nonprofit organization that we've started. Silence the Children. real popular cause to get behind. If you don't like the sound of children playing,
silence. You
can donate to Silence the Children and we will attempt to silence those children. Oh. I haven't really figured out how yet. Are you hurting these children?
I can't believe we have... Okay. We're going to get complaints about this.
Silence the Children.
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I drove by a gentleman yesterday and he was carrying just a bike frame. Like a fancy looking bike frame, but it was just the frame. And you look at this and you're like, I'm pretty sure he stole that. Like there's no way you're just walking around with just a bike frame. And he had a garbage bag and a bike frame. And I was just like, what do you do in this situation?
What do you do?
What was I supposed to do? Like, it's quite obvious that this was a stolen bike frame. Or maybe not. I shouldn't judge. But, I mean, it was a little bit suspicious, right?
But, yeah, what are you gonna say?
I know. You know, because normally guys will lock up your bikes and they will actually take off their tires to deter people from stealing the bike,
yeah.
Right? Because if you don't have a seat and tires, you think people are going to steal it. Well, this gentleman was walking around with just the frame, and I'm like, well, that's suspicious.
Hey, did you steal that bike frame? No, I brought it from home. Oh, okay, as you were.
Like, it was like some poor soul probably just lost his bike, and here it is, and I can't take a picture. That looks really suspicious, and I can't yell that, right? Yeah, just like, hey, is that stolen?
He's like, yes, it is. It's
okay. Give him a thumbs
What's my
up.
My next step here.
Great. Good for you.
And the garbage bag is kind of a giveaway, too. I mean,
I know.
I'd feel bad if this guy was really in a situation where he needed to walk his bike frame somewhere.
Who knows?
I guess.
Yeah, maybe he got locked out of his office where he was storing the tires and he wanted to bring the
Or he does got to go to the bike repair shop and he doesn't have a car to put the bike in, so he's got to walk it there. And
decided it was lighter without the tires?
I was like, my buddy said, nobody looks guiltier than the guy walking two bikes. If you're walking down the street with two bikes, like one of them is stolen for sure. Probably both, right?
Why? Again, hey, why'd you have two bikes there?
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
We got a tweet from Jeremy, who was asking if he was, this guy you saw, Shauna, was near Good Life Bikes. Because he was saying that it's cheaper to build a bike from the frame up than to buy a complete bike.
Right.
So it's possible that this guy was like, this is the first element of his new bike that he got.
Interesting.
And he was just on his way to get the rest or taking that home. Or Good Life Bikes is interesting. That's that bike shop that they have. Is it Wednesday nights, I think? You're only allowed to go in there if you are a woman or an LGBT person.
Yes. I forget the group. Yeah, it's like the... Yeah, a variety of like marginalized groups or something that are invited in. I don't remember.
And this has been a real hot topic on the internet in Calgary recently.
Spicy.
And you and I disagree on this, Shauna.
Yeah.
You support them having a night that's for marginalized people, and I think it's backwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's tough because I get the argument on either side, but I'm looking at this from a personal standpoint, and I'm going, I think it's cool that people who feel perhaps intimidated or marginalized in some way to be able to go into a place where they feel that there's zero judgment, right? So I think that it's good that they're doing that. I think it's cool that they're letting these people have a time where they can go in and not feel, you know, threatened or whatever they may feel.
But at its heart, it's a business discriminating against customers based on their gender or sexual orientation, which is kind of what we've worked pretty hard to get away from. Like, imagine there was one guy I read online who said he walked over there on his lunch break and was told that he couldn't shop there because he was a man. So he walked back to work and said he wasted his lunch and was turned away because of his gender, and I think if you were to reverse that, it wouldn't be acceptable and shouldn't be acceptable. Or if you were to run a business that was going to turn away customers based on their race,
mm-hmm.
like if you said, I'm sorry, we don't serve Indigenous people here, like you would be roasted for that, and rightfully so.
Yeah. And I think, again, it comes down to the marginalization of a certain group, right? And that's the issue is, again, I get it. I get that when you take a step back and you say you are marginal or you're forbidding somebody from coming into your store because of their gender, for example, it sounds bad. And I agree with that. I think it does as well. I, though, personally look at it from a personal standpoint and I say, you know what? If, again, it helps these people who I think probably deal with quite a bit of discrimination on the streets, then I'm okay with it.
Do they deal with a ton of discrimination in bike shops though? Like, is that a proven fact?
They claim they do. I know that there was some discussion on it on their website. I was reading into it a bit more because I actually wound up at that bike shop once and I remember going like, what is going on here? And I read up and apparently they do. They said that there's a lot of quote unquote macho guys who can make them feel a bit uncomfortable. So that's why they're doing this.
So my question would be, why not deal with those people? Why not deal with the employees of bike shops who are making people feel uncomfortable? Or, you know, even starting no judgment bike shop as yeah. opposed to discriminating against a bunch of people who really had nothing to do with your issue here.
For sure. And I agree with that. I think that that's probably what they should. And I'm sure they do. These groups are always coming together and they're trying to make sure that if you are discriminated against, that you hear about it. Right. So I'm sure that they have gone to those other bike shops and probably discussed that type of thing with the employees. And you're right. Like, this is known as a no judgment bike shop. That's the original point of it. But for some reason, they also felt like they wanted to have a time for just a certain, like, it's kind of like a ladies' night or a men's night at golf, right? Mm-hmm. It's a similar idea, I think. I'm not sure why they felt the need to, say, okay, only this group, but there's probably a reason.
How do those businesses get away with? Is it because they're clubs and you're technically a member?
It must be.
Is that because, like, I don't think you can open a cafe that only serves men. Or only serves straight men, or only serves white men. Like,
no.
You would not have a good time if you tried to do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, why is it acceptable?
Yeah. And that's, this bike shop I know is a mixture of, I think, like a, it is kind of more of a club than it is a bike shop. The concern with that is that if you Google bike shops in Calgary, I think that it comes up as one.
Right. And if you just end up there without knowing what they're really about and you're turned away because you're a man or because you're straight.
Yeah. Like if it was called Good Life Bike Club or something, that would be the way to skirt around it because then people would realize it's a club. So you wouldn't maybe show up there for the bike part that you need. And that's of course where I think they'll get into trouble, right? If some guy, as you said, goes on his lunch hour and gets turned away and
they actually ask like how you identify.
Interesting.
So if I was there and if I had made the trip down, I'd just be like, gay, super gay.
Oh, they
super,
well, they ask,
super gay. Can I buy this bike part now?
You know what?
Super gay.
You know what though? They ask on a form because I signed up because I walked in there once and I was looking or they were helping me with my bike and they asked me to join the club in order to buy it. So once you get down there and then that's when they asked, it was all the questions like, how do I identify was one of them though, for sure. Among a mixture of others and prefer not to say was also an option, but it is a club you have to join to buy something.
So it'd be the same as like a men's only golf night at a club or a women's only fitness center at a club.
Yeah. Yeah. So all of those businesses, I think just have to make a point of being very clear that it's a club, right? Otherwise, mm-hmm. You're going to have women coming down for ladies' night being like, or for men's night being like, what the frig? Or men coming into the shop and going, what the frig?
There was a big issue in Regina. I don't know if you remember this, if you're even working there when it happened, but there was a barber shop that refused to cut a woman's hair because they said it was like a men-only environment and she made a big stink about it. I don't know if it's important to the story or not, but I think she was a lesbian too and she had like a traditionally male haircut and just thought that this barber shop could do the best job of it.
Which makes
and
sense.
The debate was, does a business have the right to create that kind of atmosphere by turning somebody away. And I would argue no. Like I would argue unless she wants a haircut that you don't do, like if she comes in, she wants a big perm or something. It's like, we don't do that here. We cut men's hair.
Right.
If she wants a man's haircut. Well then how do you turn her away? Right.
Yeah. Unless they say that they're not, you can't. I was going to say, unless like, as you said, it's a specialty thing where they say we can't do it, but mm-hmm. there's no difference between men and women's hair. So you couldn't really say that. It's not true. Interesting. Yeah, I guess that is why I never thought of that, but that's why they are clubs. That's why these quote unquote clubs exist. Because a club is a way to be able to say like it's ladies' night or men's night or whatever.
And you decide who gets to be a member of your club.
And then
you
can decide that. Yeah.
Huh. X92.9.
A friend of mine posted a photo on Facebook and I haven't seen her in a while and she's going for the like full on aggressive eyebrow look, like just real aggression in her eyebrows.
Yeah, those are everywhere now.
Like she looks like Goomba from Mario. Do you know? Like Angry Birds, like every character of Angry Birds, this is what her brows look like.
Like Baby Gerald from The Simpsons.
Yes.
Like Bert of Ernie and Bert.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we talked about those brows. I'm just getting old, but I don't get it. I look at them like, oh, man, your natural brows would look so much nicer than whatever this is.
Well, it's like putting
scary.
It looks like you're putting more hair there now. Like, it's like you're making them very aggressive. Do you advertise for that type of thing? Like, because girls are very particular about their brows, right? And where they take them in. Do you think that they look now for places that specialize in like aggression brows?
The most aggressive brows?
Yeah.
Brows!
Angry brows!
Calgary's angriest brows!
You can intimidate people with your brows alone.
Our brows are enforced with rebar.
With the strength of steel wool.
Sweep the floor.
Scrub the sink.
Wax your car.
Scrub away tough stains.
Brows. Always furrowed, always angry. Brows.
Who needs biceps? These brows are so strong, you could do push-ups with your brows.
Stop pucks with your face. Brows.
Brows.
You know, it's a hot look, Shauna.
What?
A really hot look.
What?
When a middle-aged to older guy has a white beard or mustache that's stained yellowy brown from smoking.
Oh, Jesus.
Know that look I'm talking about?
I don't know if I've even seen that. I can certainly envision it.
I've seen it many times. It's a good look. It's a good look. You're already distinguished because you have that white hair going on, that like light gray or white hair. But then you're even more so distinguished because you got the years of dart smoke built up.
Oh my God. I can only imagine that it would just smell like dart smoke as well. Like just the permanently ground in there, right?
I would think so.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't hate on smokers. I know that I think smokers right now are kind of unfairly persecuted by the rest of society.
Mm.
But if your facial hair is getting stained from dart smoke, you have to think about either A, shaving the facial hair, or B, cutting back a bit on the darts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a little bit much, you know? It's like when you used to go into a house, right, where somebody would smoke and you'd move a picture or something and all of a sudden you'd see the wall was white behind and you're like, this is a little much.
Now just think about that, but on your face.
Oh my God.
It's kind of like, you see smokers get like their fingers stained yellow from darts.
Yellow fingers?
We call them bad fingers.
Oh, okay.
If you have a bad finger going on. Every time we'd go on a trip when we were younger, I have one friend who would lay into the darts so hard over the weekend that he would end up with a bad finger just from the weekend.
Oh my God.
Just like being camping for 2 days, he would have.
Didn't you also have a friend who used to put a rubber glove on his hand to avoid smelling like cigarettes?
Yes. His wife is a nurse and she hates smoking. So he wears a rubber glove like outside of the bar. He puts his glove on and then smokes his darts.
I feel like you are going to murder me. Like, you need to get. Oh my God.
It prevents bad fingers, though, that's for sure.
Oh my God.
In 20 minutes or less.
So I parked my car yesterday and I was walking back from the gym to it, and there was this little boy and he dropped his pants and he was about to pee on my car. Like, he has turned and he was by the river, and I don't know if he was just like, they'd come back from the river and he had to go or whatever, but his mom really quickly whisked him away and was super embarrassed and pulled his pants up and run away. And I was like, you know, it's a time for a new car when this kid actually thought my car was a literal toilet. Like, he was actually about to use it as a urinal. He was like, oh, here it is.
Your public washroom of a car. It is a crap box, yes.
The mom looked so horrified. I was like, no, no, it's fine. It's fine. This is a crap box. It's, you know what?
It's a peeing car. It's a great peeing car.
Yeah. Although then I was thinking about your car and we went for a little ride in it yesterday, and it sounds a little bit like there's some hard-boiled eggs being cooked in the radiator or something. Like,
it's so embarrassing. The sound that it makes right now.
It's getting a little bit worse.
Like when you try to accelerate at all, it's like and like everyone's looking. I'm like, yes. Yes, good day. Hi. Lovely weather we're having, yes.
You're sitting there idling and it was like blep, blep, blep.
It sounds like a cauldron. Like, you could record my car and then you could play it for spooky sounds outside of your house at Halloween.
I am nude. It
sounds like a cauldron.
Toil and trouble.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 minutes or less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.